Good morning and welcome to the Oakland Church of Christ radio program. I'm Channing Hinkle. I hope you're having a good week. Today we look at John 15, verse 13. Greater love has no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. You know, there are people who will give their lives to save others. In the batting of an eye, in the heat of a moment, they act selflessly to save another person's life. Our policemen, our firefighters, our military, and even other ordinary citizens will do this. And not just for someone they know, but for people they don't know. For some, it is their duty that they have taken on. For others, it is a chance opportunity with little time to think or act. And yet, they act to save someone. They show amazing sacrifice for their fellow man. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, laid down his life. He didn't do it in the heat of the moment. He didn't do it upon a split-second decision. He didn't do it out of duty. He did it because he loved us. He knew what was going to happen to him. It was his mission. He knew that he was going to die a cruel death on that cross, on that tree. Nails in his body. People who would make fun of him, spit upon him, put a crown of thorns upon him. He would suffer a terrible death. And he knew this. And yet, he did it anyway. He did it for us. Notice in our text there in verses 9 through 12 in John, it says, as the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. Just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And then verse 13, our text verse, greater love has no man than this, to lay down his life for his friends. We see that Jesus Christ loved us. Do you love him? You know, words, just saying, I love you, if you don't have action, that's just empty words. Jesus himself said in John 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Therefore, it is very important to do just that, to keep the commandments of God. Don't just say, I love Jesus. I love God. I love his word. God and Jesus want to see it in action. Jesus Christ showed his love in action because he laid down his life so that we may have life, eternal life. John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This they is his sheep. We had talked earlier in the week here about what verse 7 would say, where the shepherd is willing to give his life for the sheep. And Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Jesus gave his life for us, his sheep, those who would follow the shepherd, who would put their love into action. There is no question that Jesus Christ gave himself for us. The question is, are we willing to give ourselves for him, a living sacrifice? 1 John 3, verse 18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Don't say you love God or love Jesus, but then use his name in vain. Don't say you love Jesus and then ignore his commandments. Don't use empty words. Use action to show God, to show Jesus Christ, that indeed you love them. And that you are so thankful for what they did for your eternal soul in giving of Jesus Christ upon the cross. It's all the time we have today and this week. I thank you for your time and tuning in. Please visit with us at the Oakland Church of Christ. We meet on Sunday morning at 9:30 and 10:20, Sunday evening at 5 p.m., and Wednesday night Bible study at 7 p.m. You can check out any of our radio program lessons and our sermons from the Oakland Church of Christ at our website, churchofchrist@oakland.com. Thank you, and I hope you have a wonderful day.